I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. New regulations to limit commercial guiding and float fishing along the West Fork and Upper Bitterroot River got a public hearing in Missoula last night. There's another tonight in Hamilton and one next week in Butte. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is looking for public feedback on the proposals. Maxine Spire reports from Hamilton.
On a Saturday, fish are rising to feed on the Bitterroot, a short walk from downtown Hamilton. The river is teeming with fish. At about 1,000 trout per mile, the Bitterroot holds many more fish than other rivers its same size. The valley is a well-known blue ribbon fly fishing destination. But what do you do when a sport gets too popular? This is the question Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is faced with as they hold hearings and ask for public comments this month in Missoula, Hamilton, and Butte on new proposed regulations. They would limit the number of commercial outfitters floating sections of the river and also ban float fishing entirely on Fridays along a designated stretch. Christine O'Shell is the FWP River Recreation Manager for the Upper Bitterroot and West Fork. She says the committee was formed after a survey conducted in Ravalli County found that a majority of local anglers were no longer fishing on those parts of the Bitterroot anymore.
And the top three reasons were it's too crowded, too many float anglers, and specifically too many commercial guides and outfitters.
The regulations were put together by a 16-person citizens advisory committee that FWP assembled to represent the diverse interests of commercial outfitters, private anglers, and riverfront property owners. Fly fishing is important in the Bitterroot Valley. Hamilton, a town with a population of just under 5,000, has three fly fishing shops.
Most of them are tied here.
Steve Plum lives alongside the river. He's been there 18 years, but says he doesn't fish it anymore because it's too crowded and overfished.
I hear the dogs barking, I walk out and there's a raft. It happens 20 times a day, you know, or more in the summertime.
Eddie Allwell is one of five commercial outfitters on the committee that recommended the regulations to FWP.
You know, everybody wants it to be like it was 30, 40 years ago. Well, it's not. There's more people fishing. That's just the way it is. That's the nature of the sport. That's the nature of our society has grown.
Allwell says that the impact of the fly fishing boom goes beyond the river's banks.
You have all these other secondary businesses that are dependent on this fishery. The lodging, the restaurants, the car rentals, the airport, retail. All those things go into this local economy. It's all driven by fishing.
Another commercial outfitter and fly shop owner in Hamilton, Chuck Stranahan, says he thinks being for or against the regulations is just two sides to a five-sided issue. He's worried about the fishery's health as a whole and says the new rules won't help the problem and could even make it worse by relocating float traffic to smaller sections of the river and capping the number of commercial outfitters and guides at a level that's already too high to sustain. Stranahan worries that by the time the committee goes through all the comments and agree on a sensible solution, there might not be any good fishing left, and Montana will have lost one of its finest trout streams. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is taking public comments until October 13th, and the Fish and Wildlife Commission will make a final decision on the proposed regulations this December in Helena. Reporting from Hamilton, Montana, I'm Maxine Spire.
Tonight's hearing starts at 6 p.m. at the Bitterroot National Forest Supervisor's Office on North 1st Street in Hamilton. The final hearing will be held at 6 p.m. on October 10th in Butte. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.